Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm so excited for today's lesson. There are many things that as Christians we pray for, but I feel like there's one thing in particularly that we shy away from praying for. And that's what I want to talk about today, and that's patience, right? Because we know that when we pray for patience, that God will give us an abundance of situations in which we'll have to use that patience, right? But patience is such a huge thing in the life of a Christian. Last week, I got to read through one of the Proverbs. I love just reading the Word of God. This week, I wanted to get back and talk more on the fruit of the Spirit. So we've been through love, joy, peace, and today I want to talk about patience. Remember, in the fruit of the Spirit, we're in Galatians 5, and Paul is explaining the difference between the fruit of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. And in 5:22 and 23, he says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such thing there is no law." And the interesting thing is it's not the fruits of the Spirit, right? It's singular, the fruit of the Spirit. So these attributes are attributes that as Christians who have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, we should all show. So I wanted to look at patience this week because that's where we're at, right? We're at patience. There are so many biblical characters we could look at patience. I know David, right? David was anointed king from Samuel, and it took him a long time to become king. His patience there and how he acted was amazing. Or Joseph and how God showed Joseph in a dream where he would end up, but he didn't show him everything that he'd have to go through, and Joseph's patience. But I feel like I'm always talking about David or Joseph or some of those big names. I love those characters. And today I want to look at one that I haven't talked about before. Today I want to talk about Hannah. So we're going to be in the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel, and we're going to read about her patience. But before we do that, let's go ahead and let's pray, and let's invite God to join us. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and God, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you so much for these times that we get just to spend time with you, God, to quiet down the world, to focus on you, to listen to your word. I pray that you would be here, God, that you would speak through your vessel, God, and just bless the hearts of those watching. God, I thank you for that. God, I just pray that you'd bless this time. We pray this in your name. Amen. All right, so Hannah would become the mother of Samuel. And like we talked about earlier, Samuel would be the one who anointed Saul and David as kings. He'd be a priest. And she would be Hannah's first child. And Hannah actually gave him to God. So we're going to read about her struggle to get Samuel and to have God open up her womb. So we're in 1 Samuel chapter 1, and we're just going to read this story and then talk about it a little bit and look at what I want you to focus on is Hannah's patience and how Hannah reacts through this whole story and where she goes, because it's huge. So if I butcher some of the names, I'm sorry, but we're in 1 Samuel 1, and we're going to read 1 through 20. "Now, there was a certain man of Ramathaim, Zophim, of the mountains of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephraimite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Also the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. And her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord, that she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. And it happened, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you. But Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked him. And she said, Let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went away and ate, and her face was no longer sad. Then they rose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to the house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked for him from the Lord. So I want to look at a couple things from that reading because there's so many amazing things. The first one, when we're going through hard times, when I feel like, sorry, let's back up a little bit. I feel like in this world that we live in, we don't know patience, right? Because we can literally click and order things online that'll show up the next day, or we can go to the store and get things. We don't know how to wait. Everything's a click away. Everything's just a payment away. We don't know what patience looks like. Okay, so when you're in that time where God has given a desire in your heart, but he hasn't fulfilled it yet. So God has called this to you. In Hannah's heart, she wanted to be a mom, right? God had given her that desire, but she hadn't been able to be a mom yet. So when you're waiting in through those hard times to make it harder, I mean, it's interesting because in this, there's things that could have helped, people that could have helped Hannah, right? But the opposite happened. Her rival, or the other woman married to her husband, right, Peninnah, she provoked her. She always was like, look at your kids. Where are your kids? What do you have to offer, right? Who knows what she said? But it says in verse 6 that her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. So when we're waiting for those things, our patience will be tested in a lot of different ways. First of all, in the waiting, and then in people who maybe keep asking, hey, when are you going to get married? Or when are you guys going to have kids, right? Those things that they just are maybe doing in jest, kind of to get conversations, can just stab at our hearts, right? And then they make you go to God and be like, God, this is what I feel like you have for me, but where is it, right? So the first thing you need to see is in this, there's troubles that had to make her patience stronger, right? And the next thing I want you to look at is, where did she go? Right? She fasted, she wept, and then she went and prayed to God, right? Her husband consulted her. Her husband comforted her, and she went straight to God, and she wept in the presence of God, and she prayed and said, you know, she said, oh Lord, if you will indeed look on my affliction and remember me, then she's going to offer Samuel as a first fruit, as a tithe, essentially, to God. And Samuel had become an amazing man in this, but she went to God, she prayed, and then she talked to the priest. So when you're in that time of waiting, be careful who you go to. There are people who are going to just shoot you down and test your patience more. And then there's people that God will send to lift you up, in this case her husband, in this case the priest, right, who at first thought she was drunk, but then was able to comfort her. And then it came to pass, right, after she had prayed, after she had wept, after she had been so patient, she gave birth to a son and named him Samuel, because I have asked for him from the Lord. She gave glory to God for that. And then she would go on to have other children. But Samuel, she did give to the Lord. And he would go, after he was weaned, the Bible said, like probably around 4 or 5, and he would go to the priest. And eventually he would become a priest. And we know the story from there. So, I don't know what God has you waiting for today. But I want you to look back. There's so many amazing stories. Look back at the story of Hannah. Look back at the story of Joseph. Look back at the story of David. See where they went. They always go to God. God wants to hear your problems. God wants to hear your emotions. He wants to be there for you. Go to God. And then just keep pushing forward. There'll be people who come in your life that test your patience, and then people that come in your life to comfort you through this time. Okay? But just remember, what came of Hannah's patience was Samuel. And Samuel did amazing things for God. So whatever God has you waiting for is for amazing things. God has a plan bigger than even we can know. So rest in the peace of God today, even if you're going through a time that your patience is tested. Thanks, guys. Have an awesome day.